Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. The phones are open here, by the way. You can join us as we kick off the third hour of this show. The number is 603-283-6160. As always, you can bring up anything you want to discuss here tonight. It's Ian
and Mark
and Aria.
603-283-6160. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. I think I've barely scratched the surface of your story, Ari. I don't think we've actually really gotten into many statements from the Metaverse employees, because we keep going off on all kinds of related tangents. This has been a fun show. We got a whole hour to go here, so plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. You don't have to talk about what your thoughts are on this ridiculous concept of the Metaverse, at least as it's currently implemented. We will see about whether or not it's going to sink Meta as a company, which is what apparently some of its employees and or former employees are saying about it. That's the story that you're going to share with us here. But first, let's go to the phones. Stephen in Northwest Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, so y'all were mentioning just a moment ago about expungement and basically restoration of rights. I'm curious, in New Hampshire, can a convicted felon ever carry a gun again?
Yeah, if you have your conviction annulled, as I understand it.
But it has to be a state-level conviction.
Yeah, you
right?
can't do it with federal. Federal, those stay forever unless the president pardons you, as I understand it.
Is there like a document you have to fill out, or is it just you hit time and you're...
No, you have to fill it out. So you have to...
Oh, that's lame.
A certain amount of time has to... Well, it's better than having no option at all, but a certain amount of time has to pass. Of course, the longer, the lower or higher, based on the intensity of the so-called offense, it's going to have a longer or shorter amount of time. So if you've only been convicted of a misdemeanor, you may only have to wait, a few years or whatever.
They don't keep people who are convicted of misdemeanors from owning firearms. So that's just to get the matter expunged.
Annulling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you can, that there are certain misdemeanors like domestic abuse that might.
Okay. Yeah, true. Derek J. did this.
Is
that correct?
He didn't have any felonies, but he did successfully. Is annul the right word? I feel like that's the right word.
Expunged?
Yeah, one or the other.
They were wiped away, whatever the legal term was.
He filed for all of them. And that's the way you kind of have to do it. Basically, you can't really sort of pick and choose the ones you want to expunge. You have to kind of have to go for it all, basically, as I understand it. Again, I have not actually done this. I was going to do it in 2021 because that was when my window of time since my last conviction would have run out. It would have been 7 years since my last misdemeanor conviction, which is a long time for a misdemeanor.
I guess something came up.
Yeah, the Crypto 6 case. Of course, if you get arrested again, even though I haven't been convicted, just the fact that I've been arrested is enough to stop me from being able to nullify those convictions at this point.
If you get found not guilty, does it like reset the timer?
In theory, if I'm found not guilty, I should be able to file for all my New Hampshire convictions.
Should we say when?
When is over.
When you get found not guilty is what I meant.
Yeah.
Rather than if.
Thank you for that, yes. So, Stephen, there's your answer. At least as I understand it, I could be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure I saw felonies on the list of annulment options.
Okay. I mean, like, it's not great. I honestly think that most felonies, when you look at what the Constitution said about taking away someone's Second Amendment, I don't think most felonies necessarily fit that description.
Was there anything in the Constitution about taking away anyone's right to keep and bear arms?
Yes. So let me wrap that up for you.
Sure.
So the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, right? Sounds like everybody. And there was a time.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free people.
Sure. And then somewhere about 100 years ago, they began to, they used to just hand somebody's weapons back to them when they left jail or prison.
Sure.
And then that stopped. And they passed.
Well, it used to be that these same weapons that you used to feed your family in the winter were also the same weapons that you were going to use to go fight a war with.
In a lot of cases, that's.
I mean, that was the case up until about the Civil War and afterward, when they
started
differentiated the two, and there became a weapon of war that the government is allowed to have, and a hunting gun which the people are allowed to have.
A lot of people would have a brown bass, and that is definitely not a hunting weapon. So you know, it's not a great weapon, mind you. It's just
right.
To put a wall of lead in the air to keep people from running around. Anyway, so then the 13th Amendment, I believe. It says is that no one who hasn't been convicted of a crime shall be, subject to involuntary servitude or something like that, suggesting that anyone that has been convicted of a crime can be subjected to involuntary servitude.
Well, doesn't it explicitly state that?
What do you mean?
That anyone who has been convicted of a crime can be subjected to involuntary servitude. And
no,
I know
it's the negative, as I recall.
There were three states this year, and this flew under the radar in a lot of cases. There were three states here in the United States that passed, constitutional amendments that prohibited slavery as punishment for a crime. Among them was Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas, and I think Washington was the other. There were three or four states that did it, Louisiana voted not to add that constitutional amendment. So they voted to keep slavery as punishment for a crime, but many states did.
But it is. Slavery is punishment for a crime. So I've worked on the side of the road picking up garbage.
Yes, but it shouldn't be.
Well, why not?
Because it's immoral to force people to do things.
If you're going to, I mean, everybody's got to pay to, got to do something in order to make their, make a living. And so.
So don't put people in prison.
Well, I get where your theoretical stuff is.
Prison's it's not theoretical at all.
Prison's necessary for people who cannot live without being violent towards their friends and family.
Well, something may be necessary for that 0.00001% of people.
Well, of people, I don't know. But of people in prison, that's definitely much higher than that are violent. And
sure, but the United States is, as you mentioned, has got more people in prison than anywhere in the world.
Sure, maybe five or
the vast majority
five to ten
of them
times.
Have no business. That's being in prison. They're peaceful people who have never been convicted of anything
I'll
violent.
I'll concede that, but it's not, 0.1% of them.
So we're turning those people into slaves for selling pot.
I'm not claiming that people who are selling pot should be turned into slaves. However, what I would say is that there are some people that for whom prison is a good thing, and labor is a good thing, too. You know, having something
to do. That's not my call
to
make. Okay. I'm with you. Okay, there's some violent portion of some extremely small violent portion of humanity that just will not cooperate. And if you don't do anything about it, they're going to go on killing sprees and raping sprees. We got to segregate them from the rest of society. I'm with you up to that point, but anything beyond that is torturous and it's immoral.
So I don't know. Having been in prison, I'm going to say that, parts of it not good, and there certainly needs to be a cultural change in there, right? Like, in many cases, I had situations where guards were trying to have people hurt and that sort of thing, where they would use their position and power to harm people. It wasn't commonplace.
It can happen.
To happen to an individual, but it was commonplace there, like daily, things like that would happen. But, sometimes you got to lock the door. Sometimes you got to, restrict content that they can consume in media. You can't
Why?
Just let them, you can't let them get a package permit in that has a sword in it, for instance.
Yeah, but why can't you just let them have the internet? Why restrict the content they can have? If they want to buy a book, let them buy a book.
Well, sure, but if they want to go out there and hustle little old ladies by pretending to be somebody else.
Well, we've already accepted that there's some portion of the population, and we're talking about that specific portion of the population being segregated from the rest of society. No one said we have to let them go out to continue their immoral deeds. We've already admitted that,
but they can do their immoral deeds on the internet. they can continue that.
But there's no benefit in it to them because there's no way for them to receive money from the little old ladies.
Sure,
they got people on the outside.
Yeah, they can get money all over. Actually, a friend of mine who was in prison had a Robin Hood account. He was having me send them BCH and stuff.
At any rate, we're on the entirely wrong track here. It's not my job to propose a hypothetical to your system that advocates slavery.
Pharma Bro said he got crypto while he was in prison. Remember the Pharma Bro
guy that got out of prison
a little while ago?
Yeah, Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, he got out and was talking about how he bought Ethereum while he was in prison or something like that. I'm not sure exactly how you do that. But anyway, I did pull it up, by the way, the New Hampshire RSA regarding annulments of convictions. It's for felonies. It's up to 10 years after the end of your sentence, basically.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
National Radio and online as well here on Free Talk Live. It's Ian, Mark, and Aria in the studio tonight. You can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And yes, we do have live video streaming. Just go to video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to our Odyssey channel where you can subscribe there and watch the show live or later on. Of course, we have audio files as well over at freetalklive.com. More audio than you could possibly listen to in some number of years for free.
You're going to be busy if you want to listen to all our audio.
FreeTalkLive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live brought to you by Bullion Max. It is the holiday season, and if you've got people in your family that are sick and tired of inflation, and it's still bad out there. Yeah, they've announced it's, what, 7.1% now over the last year as of the last month.
But correct me if I'm wrong, that's only a that doesn't erase. Inflation didn't go down. Or
prices
nothing went
did not
down.
Go down. Yeah.
It's just the rate at which it's going up decreased.
Slightly. Yeah, exactly.
It's like we didn't stop blowing up the balloon. We just slowed down how fast we were blowing it up.
You got it. That's a great way to express it. So savvy investors have been diversifying into some of the most stable assets in recorded history, gold and silver. And Bullion Max can help you with that, especially right now. It's holiday season. Go grab up some really awesome gifts, including the Silver Starter Kit, which is employee pricing. When you go to bullionmax.com/FTL, you get a great deal on 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints, and you get a free gold bag along with it. So it's just a perfect opportunity for people who maybe are brand new to getting into precious metals, or maybe you're just new to Bullion Max and you want to get a great deal. Of course, they always have all kinds of different products that you can buy there, but check it out at bullionmax.com/FTL.
Yeah, this is one of the things when I was starting to get into precious metals. I just didn't know what to get.
Where do you start?
Yeah, and it always felt like these guys were pushy and that kind of thing. Bullion Max isn't going to put some pushy salesman on you.
No, you don't have to talk to any salesman. And it's all online ordering.
This Silver Starter Kit was designed so that you can feel comfortable that you're getting the best price and getting the best choices of things.
Mm-hmm. You got one, didn't you?
I did. I would absolutely recommend it to anyone. And, you know, if you're looking for holiday gifts for the hosts of Free Talk Live, you can't go wrong with gold and silver.
Or however, somebody you actually love in your actual life.
I mean, it is limited, I think, to one per household, so you can't get one for everyone in your family. But you could, in theory, get, you know, one of the employee...
You get one silver starter kit, you get 5 ounces of silver.
Yeah,
boom,
that's five
gifts
for people right there. Five gifts that will actually matter and make them happy. And not to mention, it's just absolutely beautiful. How many people are going to receive silver for Christmas? Real silver.
Yeah, not enough.
And this is the kind of thing that people hold on to. You're a full-on crack addict if you'd pawn this silver straight up. You get it and off it goes.
Yeah. What would you get, $5-$10 for it if you pawned it? I mean,
you won't get the spot price.
No, the raw price of silver is going to be worth more than that, but you're not getting that at a pawn shop.
So the idea is just to hold on to it for a period of years or whatever, preserve the wealth in it, and then at some point it's worth more.
Or buy something with it or whatever. I mean, that's what they use the gold bags for.
Yep. Bags are much better for currency.
Let's talk to Riley. He's on the line in Utah. Go ahead, Riley.
Hey, guys. Before I get into my topic about the Crypto 6 trial, I just want to mention that I'm really grateful for having gold backs and silver in my life and Bitcoin because it's given me an opportunity as a blind person to get away from the government currency, to get away from the whole idea that the government can tell me how much money I can have in my savings account if I'm on SSI, which is below $2,000. So it's just nice to have money that the government can't access.
Well, they can still raid your home and steal it from you, but...
Well, they can, the gold and silver.
The gold and silver, yeah, that's possible. But the odds that's going to happen to the average person, at least as of now, are still fairly low. But certainly those of us who have a little more visibility, our odds are higher.
And I would hope that this is one of the few ways in which being blind could actually benefit you, where the FBI would just be like, no, we're not going to raid this blind person.
Yeah, although they seem to be less and less concerned with how they look.
That's true.
What else, Riley?
So I've been following the Crypto 6 case by listening to Free Talk Live and reading the Free Keen post that Chris Wade, the Friday night host, has been putting up. And I'm really wondering, how the feds could be so idiotic to try and convict you, Ian, of a crime that you did not commit, which is scamming people, because it just seems that they're trying to get these people who are scammed by, you know, other people other than you on the witness stand mm-hmm. to try and make you look bad, when in reality they're not going after the scammers. And it just looks really desperate to me. It sounds desperate to me, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, you've been in the courtroom. Does it look desperate to you?
I think that what they're doing is weaving a web of just sort of, there were scammers doing scammy things, and then the presumption is that somehow Ian was supposed to know every trick that the scammers play. And when what his goal was to try to sell Bitcoin. Does it look desperate? I don't know if it looks desperate. I don't know what things look like to somebody who isn't me, and or sound like, or whatever the situation is. So I just don't know.
I think they're looking pretty bad so far. I mean, I understand it is their job to make me look, and, you know, trying to make you and nobody, Aria, look bad, even though they're not trying to convict you anymore at this point. But to make those...
I don't know what they're trying to do, because... No, my best guess is that they were just, you know, rehashing the trial that they expected
would have had.
Yeah.
They're trying to make us all look bad as possible in this Crypto 6 case, which is, that's their job.
I don't need their help with that. I do just fine making myself look bad, thank you.
Somebody confronted Georgina McDonald, who's one of the three main prosecutors on this case, in a hallway or outside the courthouse or courtroom at one point, and she, you know, she used the age-old excuse of, I'm just doing my job.
Well, if your job is to find the scammers.
No, her job is to prosecute the people she's told to prosecute.
The FBI's job is to find the scammers.
No, the FBI's job is to be a political arm to use against people that are unpopular from a political perspective, and that's what they've always done.
Appear.
It goes all the way back to Martin Luther King and Jr. and beyond.
It's certainly true that the job of the prosecutors, whether they're right or wrong, whether they agree with it or not, their job is to inflict the maximum amount of damage on you that they can.
Yeah, they don't care about what's right.
And there's nothing about that that is morally acceptable. And our society, the justice system, as they call it here mm-hmm. in the U.S., it relies on these people being, it relies on a certain level of sociopath being willing to do something intentionally immoral, or the system can't even work. And if that's the case, the entire system needs to be redesigned from start to finish.
Riley, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, people saying, oh, I'm just doing my job, is the same excuse the Nazis gave when the Jews were taken to concentration camp. And it also looks really bad that Free Talk Live is pretty much taken off the air because of the raid.
Sure does. Thank you.
I confronted Agent Tebow about that, and she just looked at me and then scowled and walked away.
Thank you, Riley, for the call tonight. Appreciate that. By the way, Riley Blake, he's the guy that edits our Daily Digest.
Thank you, Riley.
So thank you for the service there. Appreciate that. We're coming up here in moments. You can join the show, 603-283-6160. This is...
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA Radio News.
Top appropriators struck a deal Tuesday night on a government funding framework. In a statement, retiring Senate Appropriations Chair Democrat Patrick Leahy said appropriators have, quote, reached a bipartisan, bicameral framework that should allow us to finish an omnibus appropriations bill that can pass the House and Senate and be signed into law by the President, end quote. 20 Republicans demanded Tuesday that the U.S. House of Representatives impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas during the next Congress. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs held a press conference.
I expect the House Judiciary Committee to open an impeachment inquiry in the 118th Congress, formally investigate Secretary Mayorkas, and finally to proceed to impeach him.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. We have open phones for you. You can dial in here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. And yes, we do have feeds for Free Talk Live, including an RSS feed that you can download. We just talked about Riley a moment ago, the guy that edits our daily digest every single day. You can subscribe to that feed by going to feeds.freetalklive.com. And there are other feeds as well, like feeds of the full show, the full radio show without any edits at all. There's a list of these options for you at feeds.freetalklive.com. We'll talk more about the metaverse and whether or not the Zuckerberg over at Meta is going to sink his entire company with his obsession over this.
What can only hope?
Shoved from the top down technology. We'll get more into it coming up here. But we have on the line right now Rob in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, you guys were talking about, you know, felony convictions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating because there seems to be, and to my notice, that if you typed in prosecutorial misconduct in a Google search, I mean, it's all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's all over the place, but in very rare circumstances can anything actually be done about it.
Right. I mean, I saw an FBI agent clearly get caught in saying something that wasn't true. Lie is a strong term, but it seemed like a lie.
Yep.
I watched it happen. And no one did anything.
You're talking about when the head agent claimed there was a call out here at the house,
right?
And admitted that
the call out was a grenade.
Yeah.
Hold on. What's that?
A call out, a grenade? What are you talking about?
A call out is when they say, we got you surrounded. Come out, come on, put your hand up. We'll send somebody in after you.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They give you a chance to come out is the idea.
And yeah, they didn't do that at my house either.
They sure as hell didn't at mine.
No, they threw a grenade at his house.
Yeah.
Within 45 seconds of arriving, and by arriving, I mean that's the video started. The vehicles were pulling up. Everybody wasn't out or anything, so it took 45 seconds just from the video starting. So, you know, if this call out occurred at 5:13 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
they did not give the amount of time they could have given would have been at tops 10 seconds for somebody to come rushing out of the house with their hands up mm-hmm. before they threw a grenade, and then after that they ran a armored vehicle into the door.
You can see, by the way, in the footage, there's no, like, I didn't cut out any of the action, right? Like, any of the stuff that was actually going down or whatever. You
Is
see
the full video available anywhere?
Not at
I mean,
time.
I realize most of it wouldn't be
not
interesting.
Yes, it's a lot of just, you know, nothing in most cases. So I didn't cut anything out. And you don't see anybody with, like, a megaphone or whatever.
No.
You know, there's nothing
you
like
see a
that.
Guy throw a grenade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there was no call out, and clearly she told, what she said was not true. Plus, I'll point out that one of the prosecutors made a statement about me where she jumped to a conclusion that was the worst possible conclusion and was also untrue. I'm going to go ahead and call that a lie because
this
it was
a
about
bail hearing.
It was about me, or what the Bible would call bearing false witness.
Indeed.
Right? And no one has done anything about either of these. No. Our system isn't designed to for the prosecutors, the government to get caught. It's a system designed to preserve the government, not to incarcerate it.
Rob, what else did you want to say tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like what Mark said. It's designed so they don't get caught. But when they get caught, it's like they don't want to take accountability for their actions.
Shocking. Though.
Well, of course not. No one wants to take accountability for their actions, especially the people who have gotten by for years doing whatever they wanted and not being held accountable.
But if you don't hold anybody responsible ever, expect a lot of irresponsibility from that particular job description.
Well, that's what we see.
That's what we see.
Well, like, take a look at how many people that have been found innocent just following the Innocence Project.
Yep.
I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of men.
Yep.
For crimes they never even did, and they spent 20, 30, 40
years in prison.
Some of these men on death row.
And these are the ones that managed to get their convictions reversed.
Right, and they could prove it.
It's just so difficult because all the system wants to say is that you got a fair trial or you had the opportunity to not take a plea bargain or whatever.
Yeah.
And it doesn't care about that. So the Innocence Project is just scratching the surface. I don't know what the percentage is. 1%, a tenth of a percent, a hundredth of a percent, a thousandth? I don't know.
Too many.
Well, I can tell you in my case, you know, the county attorney, he never even turned over any exculpatory evidence in my trial and then went ahead and put the detective that investigated me and he put him on the stand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fraud right there.
And it's been how many years since that happened? 40?
It's been over 41 years.
40 years.
I'm still trying to get my name cleared.
I hope you do.
Thank you, Rob. Keep us in the loop. Keep us updated. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. That's Rob there in Vermont. Also, we have David in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
No, you forgot something, like Arya said last night. Speaking of those that like the bitches, David in New Mexico. That's what you said, right, Arya?
Sure.
Did I get that right? Sure. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So what you were just talking about, last night, Arya said something about me and bitches. You have to ask Arya.
Are we talking about female dogs, or are we talking about human women of low repute?
Well, I don't know. Arya said it. I'm just repeating what Arya said on the air last night.
Now, what,
I'm trying to.
What I said, David, if you really insist on rehashing this, was speaking of people who like to bitch, we have David on the line from New Mexico.
Who like the bitch? Is that like cruising for chicks? If you like the bitch?
No, it means like complaining pointlessly.
I think you know what she means.
Oh, that's different. I only like the cruising for chicks type of like the bitch. That's
when's the last time you cruised for some chicks?
a couple hours ago.
They generally frowned upon being called bitches. You know, I recently listened to a song. A friend of mine reminded me that ICP exists. That's the Insane Clown Posse. Right. I had completely forgotten.
I'm just amused when you say it.
Right. I had completely forgotten these guys existed. But when I was, you know, a little kid at elementary, I listened to them. Not like religiously or anything, but I knew of them. And their songs were funny. Among them was a song called Redneck Ho. And I listened to it recently. As an adult, I'm stunned by the sheer number of times these dudes use the word bitch in this song.
Wow.
Well, they were known for being excessive.
They were known for being profane. Thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate it. Now, didn't they become, I remember years ago, every now and then they come up on this show as a topic. And I remember years ago, somebody said they went Christian.
They are Christian. I don't know if they went Christian or not, but they evidently are Christian.
Okay, I didn't know if that was just a stunt and that they've gone back to not being Christian or anything. So they're still a Christian band, is what you're saying.
I don't know that they're a Christian band, but they are Christians, and evidently they use their music as some sort of outreach to promote being good toward one another. The whole, speaking of people who are infiltrated by the FBI, almost no one has it as bad as the Juggalos do, the people who have hatchet men on the back of the vehicle. There have been entire documentaries about this. They're considered a gang, a cult. The FBI is watching them, infiltrating them, treating them like criminals.
The same is true for the Free State Project. They're considered a gang. Yeah. And so
not to the extent
gang.
That ICP.
Well, I don't know what FBI's ratings of what the different levels of gangs is, but an armed and dangerous gang. I mean, the Oath Keepers.
Well, the Oath Keepers aren't the Free State Project.
I'm just saying that they're probably considered about the same.
I don't know, but I know that what the FBI has been doing to the Juggalos, that's the fans of ICP and similar styles and types of music. I'm no fan of it, but it's terrible. It's profiling, it's immoral, and it's just because these people like acting a certain way. They have this brotherhood that the FBI doesn't approve of.
I'm not advocating for the subjugation of the Juggalos. What I'm saying is that the Concord Police Department put in for a Bearcat, that's a armored personnel carrier, for the Free State Project.
They used that as part of their
reason. Didn't mention the Juggalos.
Yeah, that's true.
I get that, but I mean, when someone mentions, hey, this plight is being brought upon these people, and you go, oh, but these other people have it just as bad, it comes very much like a all lives should matter too.
There's more coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. We got time for you. If you want to join the show, you can do that here on Free Talk Live. Moments remain next.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you want to dial it in right now. The number is 603-283-6160. Is the metaverse going to, or rather Meta, which is not the same thing, is Meta going to come down because of Zuckerberg's obsession with the metaverse and trying to shove it down people's throats, no matter the cost?
I hope so to all of it. I want the metaverse idea to die. I want Meta, the company, to die. And I want Facebook, the social media platform, to also die.
Well, I've got some more YouGov poll results that might tie in here as well. But we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Before we talk more about the so-called metaverse, we have Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
All right. Most times I've ever been to court, they put a little fine on there for the Crimes Victim Relief Fund. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that or not.
Nope.
But down in Texas here a little bit ago, the director of the Crimes Victims, the Crimes Victims Relief Fund director was busted in a county truck for human smuggling.
Wow.
Now, when you say human smuggling, was he just doing a good deed and helping people who were not born in America get to the United States?
Or was he actually enslaving people?
This was a woman, and he was being a coyote.
Well, the coyotes can be varying levels of good or bad, right? Like, there can be an honorable coyote who does what he or she says they're going to do and takes you across the border safely to safety.
For money, presumably.
For money. And then there's the dishonorable sort, which will possibly sell you into slavery when you get here.
Right. And then there's the panic coyote who just abandons the tire because it truck because it has a flat and leaves you to die locked up in the back of the damn.
Yeah, that's a terrifying thing.
There's another one. Do you guys know where the Baker's Dozen came from? This was from the Department of Weights and Measures, right? Every donut has to be so damn fat. So the bakers, because they could not make them an exact ounce and a quarter or whatever just by stamping them out, they would give you an extra donut so they wouldn't get sued.
I did not know that. Major, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's dig into this metaverse thing here a little bit further, Aria. What do we need to know? These former employees of Meta, maybe current employees, are speaking out.
Let's hear some of what they have to say.
Well, they said, as we talked about, the metaverse will be our slow death, said one of them. And, of course, you know, they're salty because 11,000 jobs, roughly 13% of Meta staff, recently got fired last week.
When they say it'll be our slow death, they mean as employees of the company
they
or
mean it will
society?
Be Meta's. Oh, that's a good point. I assume... Well, they go on to say Mark Zuckerberg will single-handedly kill a company.
Okay.
So presumably they mean
jobs.
Meta.
But yeah.
You're not wrong. If these people had their way, the metaverse technology would be the end of society as we know it.
Mm. Nearly. Well, to some extent, I mean, I wonder here whether these Meta employees are just not producing what it is they're being asked to produce. I mean, you get hired to do a thing and then you fail to do the thing. Expect your head to go to the chopping block.
Well, the thing that they're being asked to do can't necessarily be done.
Well, that doesn't mean that you wouldn't get fired. I mean, if, like, you were hired to do an impossible thing and failed to do the impossible thing, then, well, your department has been riffed.
Yeah, but I'm still going to blame that on Mark Zuckerberg and not people.
I don't. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg's not a, you know, software engineer. He's the head of Facebook. He doesn't know what can and can't be done. Presumably, if people take – somebody sold him a bill of goods. Somebody said, yeah, we can do this.
I'm willing to bet Mark Zuckerberg has a pretty good idea of what can and can't technologically be done.
Well,
and I think the technology is all that. I don't think the inability to program virtual reality is the issue that Meta is suffering from.
This is coming top down. This is Mark Zuckerberg saying, I spent billions on Oculus Rift and we need to increase sales. What else do these employees have to say?
Well, leadership is having no clue. They mistake motion for progress, said one of them. And I really like that statement because just because something is happening doesn't mean you're actually making progress. They did say that Meta is an overall great place to work, which is surprising to me. Mark is not afraid to take risks, which is a good and bad thing. But poor leadership is on track to sink this ship. They went on to say that, you know, there's good pay. They reviewed the company at large. Not a whole lot of this is actually about the metaverse, but the metaverse is their main criticism.
Okay.
I thought it was a data-driven company, but actually it's one man's gut feeling and emotions-driven. Nobody can overwrite Zuckerberg's decision, one person said. So what they're finding out is
not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, this is to some extent people who've never run a company talking about someone who is an entrepreneur, right? And
yeah.
to a large extent, employees cannot understand an entrepreneurial mindset. They'll never be in that position. They don't aspire to that position. They just want to collect a paycheck, and then they want to retire.
They want to collect a paycheck and do as little as possible to collect that paycheck.
That's true.
That is an employee by its definition.
Yeah.
And
you do have to keep that in mind when you're listening.
The lash must be employed in order to make people do the thing they're going to do. Or you work on commission, which not a lot of people want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that most people want to do the bare minimum necessary in order to collect a paycheck.
It has become a social meme.
I think most people
that's
do.
All over social
by
media.
Definition,
I mean, that's what boomers have always said.
Hold
though.
On, though, Aria.
I'm not a boomer. I'm Gen X.
By definition, most people are not, you know, like, excellent, right? Like, as far as they're not excelling, they're not the top 10% or whatever, so...
I'll accept that a lot more readily than I'll accept, no, these youngins are lazy, or whatever Mark was getting ready to
be
say.
Exceptional people in
that makes
group,
sense.
Right? What else?
That's pretty much the extent of it. They just rail on... They go off on Mark Zuckerberg for a bit, and
they don't like
they're
their
salty
boss.
About the layoff.
And he probably sucks. I mean, honestly, he's got a real bad kind of vibe, I think, and what he's pushing here is not good. I agree with you, Ari. It's not good, I don't think, for society. But what does society think about the metaverse? I have some polling numbers from YouGov that was done this year, so fairly recent numbers. Which technologies have Americans heard about? So the long list of different types of tech... I'll go through a few of them here. 3D printing is the top of the list with 39% saying they know a lot about 3D printing.
That's a lot higher than I would expect. I mean, I know of it, but I've never done it. I've never had any reason to do it.
So you would be in the 50% category that knows a little.
I suspect that's going to be the case for most of these 39%. I don't think 4 out of 10 people have messed around with the 3D printer.
Well,
it's too cost prohibitive.
You're just speculating.
Yeah.
And 3D printers are cheaper
now
than
they've
ever
been. But I worked in IT for 10 years, so I'm not blindly speculating.
True, but I don't think 4 out of 10 people have played with a 3D printer.
Maybe they haven't played with it, but they say they know a lot about it. That may mean they're researching. That may mean they're considering buying.
It could also just mean Dun & Kruger. where they think, oh, yeah, I know a lot. It's where someone thinks they know a lot about a subject because they know a little bit about it and they're too ignorant of it to know how little they actually know.
You can get a 3D printer, according to PC Magazine, in 2022 for as cheap as $250.
That's not bad.
So, I mean, they're getting cheap.
And they are, but people don't want them.
I don't have any.
Somebody's buying
one,
them.
Yeah.
Somebody's.
I mean, what are you going to make? Little.
You make
I
all
mean,
kinds of things.
Jack makes little plastic airplanes.
So he's done it.
Yes.
Okay, there
if
you
I was
go.
Still playing Dungeons and Dragons, I could absolutely see a need for making little Dungeons and Dragons minis with them.
So you have a 3D printer?
There's a 3D printer at my mother's
there
house.
There you go. One in three right here in this studio.
Yeah.
That's a household. It's not me.
30% know a lot about cryptocurrency, according to this, with 54% saying they know a little.
I definitely don't believe 30% knows a lot about cryptocurrency. I mean, define a lot, right?
They know a lot about self-driving cars. 29% say they know a lot about virtual reality. However, only 14% say they know a lot about the metaverse, while 46% saying they know a little about the metaverse. Beating out the metaverse, non-fungible tokens at 15%, lab-grown meat at 15%, augmented reality at 16%, and artificial intelligence at 27%.
Augmented reality? Did they point out to people that this includes Pokemon Go?
Maybe.
Because I would have thought Pokemon Go almost by itself hit 16%.
Below metaverse on the chart, you've got personal space travel at 14%, blockchain at 14%, artificial organs at 13%, gene editing at 13%, quantum computing at 10%. And then we get to the really unusual stuff like implantable brain-machine interfaces at 9%, and the decentralized autonomous organization, the DAO, at 7%. Now, I didn't go through the those that know nothing at all. Generally, as you go down the list, obviously more people know nothing at all, but there are a few things where...
What was the number of people who knew a lot about cryptocurrency again?
Those who knew a lot about crypto, 30%. It's the number two category
and
here.
The decentralized organization was, what,
7%? 7%. It's an obscure aspect.
But I suspect blockchain. Most people who have heard about cryptocurrency, who actually know a lot about cryptocurrency, have some knowledge of decentralized autonomous organizations as well.
You don't have to know anything about that to be into crypto. Blockchain, however, had 56% of people saying they knew nothing at all about it. So there's actually a fairly large, it's a disproportionately large number on blockchain that don't know much about that technology. In other categories, looking at metaverse here, since we're short on time, metaverse is at the bottom of the chart of which technologies do Americans think will eventually catch on. Metaverse second from the bottom at 43% saying it will likely catch on, with the rest broken up between not sure and unlikely. Metaverse also second from the bottom on which technologies Americans think will be good for society, with 25% of Americans saying they think the metaverse is good for society. So, not the most popular thing in the world at this point. And we'll certainly keep an eye on it as it develops over time. Between now and tomorrow night, we'll see you online. You can join us at freetalklive.com. Don't forget our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.